This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Some of the world's biggest brands, Nike and Adidas and H&M among them, find themselves suddenly unpopular in the biggest market in the world. The companies are distancing themselves from Chinese suppliers that are suspected of using forced labor. Muslims in Western China, the Uyghurs, of course. And today, Chinese public officials and pop stars and social media influencers are going after those international brands and others calling for boycotts. Still, though, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, pressure from human rights groups and Western governments does have multinationals scrambling to scrub their supply chains.
Ruxian Abbas left Western China in 1989, the year of the Tiananmen crackdown. And since then, she's advocated for human rights.
I'm the founder and the executive director of Campaign for Uyghurs.
When I met Abbas this week at a strip mall outside Washington, where she lives, she said millions of Uyghurs have been forced into indoctrination camps. And now, many are forced to work in Chinese factories and cotton fields.
The Uyghur slaves are picking cottons in 21st century.
She mentioned her sister, Dr. Gulshan Abbas, who is among the detained.
You know, it's a beautiful day here today. So is she taken to the field to pick cotton?
Abbas says in 2018 she spoke out about Uyghur abuses. 6 days later, her sister was detained. For years, Abbas demanded that multinational companies end any business linked to Western China or Uyghur labor. It's now working, says China scholar James Liebold at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
It's been a massive wake-up call for multinational corporations, and there's been a lot going on behind the scenes.
Liebold co-wrote a report last year naming 82 brands allegedly benefiting from abuse. Internet companies, car makers, electronics, sneakers, you name it. The report said some 80,000 Uyghurs were transferred to factories across China.
There are a range of middlemen, companies that essentially trade in Uyghur workers, literally a price per head.
The Trump and Biden administrations have accused Beijing of committing genocide against Uyghurs and blocked imports of products believed to be made with illegal labor. All this means reputational risk to brands like Costco. In 2019, the AP reported that a Chinese factory making pajamas for Costco used forced Uyghur labor. Costco denied its products were inappropriately sourced, but later pulled the items off the shelves. Scott Nova is with the Worker Rights Consortium.
This illustrates a complete failure on the part of Costco and is indicative of the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil attitude that major brands and retailers brought to this issue.
Costco declined our request for comment. And last week, Bloomberg reported that Apple stopped buying from a Chinese supplier on a U.S. blacklist. We've asked Apple for comment, too. Nate Herman, a lobbyist at the American Apparel and Footwear Association, says media stories have pushed companies to respond.
Many feel that they've gone all the way back and can be sure that they have nothing in their supply chain. Others are still going through the process.
It's challenging, though. The Chinese province of Xinjiang, where most Uyghurs are from, produces 20% of the world's cotton.
If you have long staple cotton from the United States or from Xinjiang or Pakistan or Australia, it can easily all be mixed together.
And China is a hard place to audit factories, says Ryan Aharon of Verisk Maplecroft, a risk advisory.
We've heard cases where maybe factory owners have been tipped off that there's going to be an audit, so they make sure that certain workers come in that day.
Still, some brands have already stopped buying cotton from Western China, including the clothing chain H&M. That prompted Chinese shopping sites to remove H&M products and several Chinese actors to stop endorsing the brand. Analysts say other brands are scrubbing their supply chains more quietly. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.